Kwanzaa is an African-American celebration based on African harvest festivals. It was developed in 1966 by California philosopher and scholar Dr. Mulana Karenga. Karenga's studies of African societies led him to develop a similar custom in America. Kwanzaa is based on seven basic principles, which Karenga called the Ngozo Saba. Kwanzaa is not considered a religious holiday or an alternative to Christmas. Rather, it's considered a cultural statement that makes Black people aware of their history and heritage. For the past four decades, thousands of Black families have embraced the Kwanzaa tradition and incorporated it into their holiday celebrations. Symbols used in Kwanzaa include harvest corn. This expresses the number of children in the family. A straw mat and a candle holder, in which a candle is lit for each of the 7 days and principles of Kwanzaa, and gifts are exchanged, and ultimately Kwanzaa is a time of rejoicing, reflection, and renewed commitment shared by both family and community.
The first principle of the Ngozi Saba is umoja, unity. Umoja stresses the unity of the family and broader community within the context of a defined and structured framework. The second principle is kujijagulia, self-determination. Of special significance is the ability of a people to name and define themselves in broader terms, rather than to accept negative and degrading labels that are imposed upon them. The third principle is ujima, collective work and responsibility. Here, any hint of idleness, selfishness, or slacking is strongly discouraged. Rather, ujima calls upon the celebrants to work as a collective body for the uplift of its people. This principle best encapsulates an African adage that says, "I am because we are."
The fourth principle is ujamaa, cooperative economics, deriving itself from the principles of Booker T. Washington and Marcus Garvey. This idea places central importance upon the economic power and potential within the community, and how that power can be harnessed through the principle of free enterprise and prosperity. The fifth principle is nia, purpose. The above stated principles are useless unless they are guided by a unity of purpose and attainable goals that define the very existence of an empowered community. The sixth principle is kuumba, creativity. Here, the community seeks to utilize its active, positive, creative energies to beautify the community and make it conducive for vision and growth. Moreover, the ultimate goal of this idea is to pass down an energized and independently fashioned community to the next generation, who will in turn continue its creative vision. And the final principle is imani, faith.
With a steadfast belief in the righteousness of the above principles,
the community expresses faith in their lineage, their contemporary selves, and in their future generations.